Hey, pal. What's going on? So, I think I've mentioned this before with the economy collapsing. I'm glad that you and Austin don't have to see this shit go down because it's fucking painful. And, of course, all of us lame ducks out here are waiting to see when and if the other shoe has already dropped. But, oh God, I had a thought. I fucking think I lost it. Keep hearing this continual ramp up of language about fucking people like Ann Coulter, who has to be fake, who can't possibly take herself seriously or expect anybody to take her seriously. And if she does, then we as a country are worse off than I ever thought we were, because she is one of the most misguided, fucked up. She's horrible. I mean, she doesn't even answer questions when you ask her point blank, you know, but she's bitching about wanting Obama to fail and his stimulus package to go down and the pain he's inflicting because he's trying to resuscitate something that Bush fucking completely shit all over for 8 years. You ask that kind of shit to someone like her or any of her conservative pals and you get all this bullshit rhetoric. It's like, you know, just bullshit. That's all they're saying is bullshit. They never answer anything. They never just say, okay, yeah, we fucked it up. No, they don't. They go on and on and on about how all presidents, every president, you know, like she's just fucked up. I mean, she talks like she's a fucking transvestite baseball coach fucking waiting to go out and get fucking shit-faced let's see. What was that thought going to come back to me about the economy? Let me think. Hold on. Doing what you did for a long time there towards the end. You would just say, man, I had something I had to tell you and I forgot. Classic. If I did the same thing back, I think I am. At any rate, pal. What was it? Maybe it was about the car industry, how it's going down. Which is odd. You would never think that of all things that we need and consume, that cars would be on the chopping block, but it's true. You know, and the big thing about this economy and all of these things that are going down is that all of these fucking talking heads said these things for years. Or they either, you know, they said it in their own form. Like, you know, when New Orleans finally got hit by that huge fucking Hurricane Katrina, you had this motherfucker that was on, like, the National Geographic staff that said, you know, for years I've been covering this city. When you're one degree below the equator, and you're basically, your town is built up on land, it's lifted so it's above the line, so you're not fucking swimming in the ocean, you're gonna have problems, especially if a hurricane hits and you have levees that are built as long ago as those levees were built. And you get those people all the time after disasters happen that say, hey, I told you, but what are you gonna do? I mean, especially now, I mean, what the fuck are you gonna do with big, huge, fucking gaping problems like that, even if you know about it, with an economy that can't afford shit, you know? It's living so high on the hog that it's unreal. You know, I've talked to people that have been in the real poor areas of, you know, Central and South America and Mexico, and they talk about how they're humbled by their living conditions. And, you know, I saw that in Europe, too, and I can imagine, especially growing up the way we did with, you know, being thankful to have basic utilities on a regular basis. And, man, I tell you what, it's cyclical, but the big thing with Americans, too, is that we have this level of comfort that has been pitched up, the tent has been pitched up on poles of debt and credit and shit like that. It's just, it's amazing how we have condoned motives in an economy that's crumbling, and people are like, well, what the fuck's going on? Why is this happening? It's all around you. I mean, this has been all around for God knows how long, you know? So, it's funny what we fail to recognize as wisdom and truth when it's in our face all the time. You know, it's ironic. Or an ironic lot down here. All right, the sun warms my face a bit. You enjoy your time over there, trolling around on the other side, pal.